Matt Greenwell back with you on AM 1400 KJF. Didn't have to do much tracking down. Coach Davison came over to us, and we're happy to have him on our postgame show as Northwest comes away with a 15-7 victory here at Sunset Park in Festus. And Coach, man, your offense is incredibly gifted. And Maddie Welker, Jamie Lee, probably the two best offensive performances tonight. Jamie Lee, of course, with a two-run triple that really kind of gave you guys that lead in that fifth inning that started to break things open. Festus climbed their way back. And then, Maddie Welker and Jamie Lee with two home runs, or with a home run apiece in the top of the seventh inning. So,
and Ella Stitchling was our freshman. She hit one, too, in the last inning.
Yeah. So those three drove in, let's see, Stitchling, three RBIs. You have Maddie Welker with four RBIs, and then Jamie Lee with another four RBIs. So that's what, 10, 11 of the of the 15 runs?
Yeah, they had solid games. We have a really gifted offense, and I think we're going to be able to hit up and down our lineup all year.
What was it for you that was working? I know Ellsworth had a couple of good innings there where you guys were a little bit dormant, but once the fifth inning rolled around, you guys started to take it up a notch.
Well, I was really happy the way we made adjustments to the plate. I thought early her changeup, she was getting us early in the count, and we were on our front foot a lot, and I think our kids made an adjustment. Proud of the type of kids we have. They're a smart team, and they had a better approach later in the game.
If you wouldn't mind, just sort of expand on that approach, because Jamie Lee was a very difficult out today, as we've already mentioned. Maddie Welker, of course, with the three-run home run, and Ella Stitchling, all three homered in that top of the seventh inning. You know, anytime you see a team come back on you after you're up five, it's like, oh, man, this is okay. We still got a ball game, guys. And so maybe you can get a little too ahead of yourself in some fashions. But batting wise, you guys didn't. You took your patient approaches, and it paid off definitely there in the top of the seventh.
Yeah, I think we're an experienced team at this point in these kids' high school career, and they understand that you got to play seven. At least seven innings every game. And we knew Festus is a quality team, and every time we play them, we talked about that before the game started. There's always a tough game, so we knew we had to play seven, and I was glad that they came out and really fought there at the end.
Three games, 3 days in a row. You got Pacific at home tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Talk about that matchup, who they are, because we're obviously not as familiar with them here in Jefferson County.
Well, we know they're a tough team. They got some nice players, nice hitters. It's our first game on our new field, so there's going to be some added pressure for us to come on and play a great game, and we got to be ready to go.
All right, good deal. Coach Davison, Maddie Welker is our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington Player of the Game. So if she's ever down in the Farmington area, she has till December 31st to get down there and get her free entree, but
well,
here she is.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the coverage.
You're very welcome. Dan Davison, head coach of the Northwest Lions. They win it 15-7. I am Matt Greenwood, and Haley Gross back in the KJS studio. We both thank you for tuning in this evening. Hope you had a good time. Again, a three-home run barrage in the top of the seventh inning. The huge difference tonight as Northwest gets a three-run bomb from Maddie Welker. A back-to-back solo shot there by Ella Stitchling. And then a two-run home run by Jamie Lee just a few batters later. So that was the difference in the ball game. Northwest wins it 15-7. Again, next week on Wednesday, we'll have Farmington at Hillsboro on KJF and KREI. On Thursday of next week, as I mentioned to Coach Montgomery of Festus, we'll have Festus hosting St. Pius right back here at Sunset Park. For tomorrow, it's Tiger Talk at 6 o'clock from 6 to 7 on our airwaves. And then, of course, don't want to forget about Friday night football, Valley Catholic at St. Genevieve on J98. On AM800 KREI, it's North County at Farmington. On the MIMO Info Sports Stream, it is Fredericktown at Herculaneum. And then right here on KJF, Friday night beginning at 6 o'clock with a 7 o'clock kickoff, it'll be Windsor and Seckman, the Battle of I-55. So that is what we have coming up for you on the Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule. Hearing Care Partners, they listen so you can hear, and that is what we have for you here over the next 7 days or so. So there you go. You're all filled in. If you miss out on anything, you can check all this information out at MIMOinfo.com. Again, my name is Matt Greenwood. Haley Gross back in the KJS studio. Thanking you for tuning in to our first 2019 fall softball game. Northwest wins it 15-7 over the Festus Tigers.